Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Steelers, Dolphins, Monday. Usually, we're breaking down the game with Chris Carter at 8 a.m. on Fridays. And we're going to do it now anyhow. He joins us on the fan hotline, which is brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
We are having ourselves a Friday, Chris. And let me ask you a question we've asked our listeners this morning. T.J. Watt, he's dealing with the lung stuff. Actually, let's do it this way. Have you heard anything about what the hell happened there?
Nothing official. Anything we're doing right now is just speculation. The only thing that we've heard are reports that it happened, that what happened here, you know, was caught during treatment. You know, a lot of people went to the Tyrod Taylor thing, but when I try to look around and I try to see like what sports doctors say, and there's a lot of sports doctors who've chimed in and said like they don't think it's that, because that's something that would happen on a game day, getting you ready for a game. So there's a chance, like there's some people who have speculated that it's a blood clot. There's some people who have speculated that it's, you know, just it's something else. But the thing is that we're all, everyone's speculating. There is no official anything, right? Like this is just, it's just, we're just going to need to wait and see what the Steelers officially say. When I talked to Alex Highsmith yesterday, he said, you know, there's hope that T.J. Watt can return. He said it is a scary situation, quote unquote, but that T.J. is in good spirits. Mike Tomlin said he's comfortable. So it does seem like this isn't something that's like right now life-threatening for T.J. Watt, and that's a good thing. Now it's just a question of what exactly was this and how long does he need to be held out so that he can properly recover.
Chris, how do you feel about the defense without T.J. Watt, with Herbig and Jack Sawyer taking over that rush end spot? Do you feel more comfortable than ever without T.J. Watt in the lineup, maybe potentially on Monday?
I mean, in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't think there'd be a better set of edge rushers to take over than this group, because Nick Herbig, I think, has evolved so much as a pass rusher that he's ready to ascend into a starting role. And then Jack Sawyer, I think, is a decent rookie. This is a rough time to not have these guys, because the Dolphins are going to want to attack the perimeter with the run game. They're one of the most explosive rushing offenses in the NFL. They're the number 8 overall rushing offense in the NFL. And that's something, in fact, they have the highest explosive run rate this week, with 14% of their runs going for 10 or more yards. But they try to do that by stretching you to the perimeter of your defense. And how the Steelers, when I talked to Terrell Austin about, you know, how they try to counter that, is he said, like, you know, our edge guys, that's why we invested in that group. He's like, we hope that they can sort of pin things down, you know, on each side. They can keep things contained, and then that will keep the corners free so that they can sort of pinch and make sure that nothing busts, you know, outside of the contain of the defense. And so for TJ Watt to not be available for this game seems like something that, if I'm Mike McDaniel, I am going to try everything I can to scheme up Nick Herbig or Jack Sawyer to make mistakes there. But I think it's important to say, I just did a film study on Alex Highsmith. The Ravens tried him in similar looks several times like that last week, with pop passes, swing, you know, outside runs, and even a jet sweep. And Alex Highsmith was extremely sharp when they tested him there. If I'm the Dolphins, I am avoiding him at all costs. I'm making Nick Herbig prove that he can take on that role.
Well, certainly they didn't set the edge against Buffalo. That did not go well in that game. I'm going to flip to the offensive side of the ball. You know, Aaron Rodgers cited the veteran receivers and an improved rapport and attention to detail in practice. Do you think Roman Wilson is activated again the remainder of the season?
It's a tough one. I don't know, because when I listened to how I went and asked around the questions around to Aaron Rodgers, to DK Metcalf and the guys, and I said, like, hey, what was the difference in practice? Because last week, Aaron Rodgers, when I asked him about why isn't the deep ball working, he talked about, hey, guys need to have their timing right. Their foot release needs to be right. Their spacing needs to be right. They need to have this right. Then when he talked about it this week, he credited MVS and Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Adam Thielen for doing exactly what they needed to get certain concepts open and being in the right spot. And then DK Metcalf repeated the same thing, basically, like, these guys – did what they were supposed to do, and it helped everything else flow the way that Arthur Smith was designed. And for Roman Wilson to be the guy that got scratched, I know Mike Tomlin said it was because Scotty Miller can contribute on punt return, but I'm sorry, that's because Roman Wilson's not doing the little things right. And so unless there's an injury, I think the Steelers try to keep this formula right now that they've found, because if it opened up the deep passing game here, might open up other things there. Adam Thielen was open in a few important spots that if Aaron Rodgers hits those, it makes this offense more dynamic as a downfield passing threat than we've seen all season.
Rodgers kind of touched on it yesterday, Chris, but, and this might be overstating things, but we've given it a moniker, Rogue Rodgers, where he talked about DK Metcalf, and he something that they talked about on Saturday night, and it transpired on the first play of the game. How much of that game was Rodgers at the line of scrimmage, do you think, dictating the pace of things?
I think a good bit of it, but yeah. I think it's something that they have not prohibited him from doing. I think that Arthur Smith said all along, and he's very adamant. He's like, I do not tell him not to change plays. I don't tell – he's like my thing is we give them several looks. But I think what's happening now is that Aaron Rodgers is more comfortable in this offense. And the comfortable isn't just in the playbook. It's in knowing who he can trust to do their jobs. And this is why I think it's important to have the vet receivers so that they can do exactly what they want there. But it's also important that the offensive line is doing things right, because that's the other part that I thought was really important to Aaron Rodgers' big day, was that he wasn't doing like he did against the Bills or against the Chargers, where, like, if he was holding on to the ball for 2 seconds, he starts looking around and seeing, like, okay, is the pressure coming? He was trusting, not, we're holding up against these guys. I think that's something that needs to maintain against a defense like the Dolphins. They're a middle of the league sack team, you know, when it comes to total sacks, but they have a higher sack percentage. So I think this is going to be about making sure that you have quality opportunities to throw the football and protecting Aaron Rodgers and keeping him clean. But certainly those details are what's happening there. And it's allowing him, for when he sees something and he calls it, and Justin, he can capitalize on it better because he knows exactly where guys are going to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris, I give this Dolphin team a lot of credit. Excuse me. I mean, Mike McDaniel was a guy like 2 months ago that a lot of us thought was going to be canned. And, you know, Tyreek Hill going down, I thought that their season was just going to be dreadful. But they've rallied. They've rallied off 4 wins in a row, one of those wins against the Buffalo Bills. In your opinion, what makes them so dangerous? Like, you know, we know names. We know Devon Achane, and he's fast. He's dynamic. He's explosive. We know Waddle and obviously Tua. But what do you think makes them so dangerous that they could come in here and beat the Steelers Monday night?
I think Achane is just part of what they've been able to do right now. Well, and that's running the football. I mean, you look at their numbers right now. They are, you know, as an offense, they're 8th in the run game, 28th in the pass game. And it makes me wonder, will this change how they have been in cold December games compared to years past? Because Mike McDaniel has been all about the quarterback and the passing game and get Tyreek and get Jalen Waddle and get these guys going and try to find these really cool passing concepts that make things that – look at me, I'm super smart. But then in the late part of the year when a team from South Florida goes – on the road and they're in the cold and they're trying to get things going and they don't find that chemistry right away, they get pulverized. But now you have a running game that running games thrive in the cold. But can they keep that going? I think that's going to be the key there. But to your point, they've gotten hot here. I will say they've gotten hot against they beat the Bills. They beat the Bills soundly back on November 9th, over a month ago now. But their last 3 wins are the Commanders, Saints, and Jets. I think the Steelers are better than those teams. We'll see which version of Miami comes to Pittsburgh Monday night.
Which version of Pittsburgh are we going to see? Are we going to see cold weather conservative, or are we going to see Rogue Rogers with the full controls throwing the football like he's back at Lambeau Field?
Rogue Rogers. I think you'll see a little bit of Rogue Rogers in this one. But don't be mistaken,
baby,
to
Chris.
Think that I don't think they're going to abandon the run game. I think that they want to be able to run the football. It just didn't work for the against the Ravens. I think that they want to get that going this week. This is a Dolphins defense that is 28th in the NFL in rushing yards per carry allowed. And so if I'm the Steelers, I'm trying to capitalize on that in some way. But I think this is a team that obviously, yes, you pass to set up the run, and you trust Aaron Rodgers to go after guys in this one. I think it's going to be really interesting. And, you know, I asked Terrell Austin about this. I want to ask Jalen Ramsey about this when we get him in I think on Saturday is when he'll talk in the Steelers locker room. But I just find it super ironic that the Steelers and Dolphins traded Jalen Ramsey and Minkah Fitzpatrick. Jalen Ramsey was brought to the Steelers to play slot cornerback. He's now playing free safety. Minkah Fitzpatrick was brought to the Dolphins to play free safety. He's now playing slot cornerback. And it's like, well, wait a second. Why didn't you just keep these guys? Because that's because what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
What, like, So I think that's kind of funny. But the Steelers have a respect for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think he's a big part of what's kept that pass defense together. If you're looking at the Dolphins right now, they have given up the 12th fewest passing yards in the NFL. So they got to watch out. They got to be careful about the, about attacking them. When you know Minkah Fitzpatrick is very good at disguising things, at floating around, Aaron Rodgers has to be mindful of that. Find your one-on-ones with DK Metcalf. And, hey, if you get your deep shots with Thielen or MBS, don't be afraid to take them either.
Chris, the statistics with Derek Harmon in and out of the lineup, the difference there is staggering. The Steelers would be the worst rush defense in the NFL if you extrapolated it out over the full season without Harmon, and they'd be darn near a top-five rushing defense with him. Is that more about him and what he's done or their lack of depth behind him?
I think it's the combination. I'd lean more to the depth because it, like, well, I pointed this out, you know, Sunday, but it's not just Derek Harmon. They signed Dan Aquale to be a good backup. He's on injured reserve. They kept Isaiah Lauderman to be like the longtime vet. He's on injured reserve. They brought in Dean Lauer to be the extra deep guy. It's like if break glass in case of emergency, he's on injured reserve. And so between Harmon, Loudermilk, Aquale, and Lowry, that's four dudes that you were expecting to be in before Asezia Tomowo, and all four are gone. So like that's a depth issue right there, but it's one that's caused by injury and that you gotta, you know, stomach. And you know, I know each week when the Steelers face a second or third stringer, it's, oh man, they're getting a really good matchup there. You know what? The Ravens and the Bills had good matchups against this defensive front that was lacking guys to fill up the middle. Y.A. Black was not supposed to start at any point in time this year, but the Steelers found a way to mitigate that in the Ravens game. Still gave up 217, but Derrick Henry didn't average over four yards per carry. And as I pointed out, in the seven games that they've played Derrick Henry, even if he gets some yards here and there, as long as he's held under 100, they're 5-0 when they play him. When he gets over 100, they're 0-2. And the same thing goes for 5 yards per carry or more. They're 0-2, 5 yards per carry or less. They're 5-0 against him. So the key was to not let Derrick Henry break you. They didn't, and that's what allowed the rest of the defense to play in. I think it's going to be a similar thing with Devon Achane. Don't let him break you with big plays. He's going to get his here and there, but if you keep him contained, that's the key. I think Derek Harmon being back can be really important for that.
Chris, you're the best. We appreciate it, buddy.
One last thing. I think it's also important to note, this is the seventh top 10 rushing offense the Steelers have played this year. Next week, it'll be the eighth when they play the Lions. Mm. They keep facing really good running teams. That's another part of the story.
Mm. Is it possible that these teams are such good running teams statistically because they've played the Pittsburgh Steelers? Bang.
Well, the Lions haven't played the Steelers.
The Lions
either of the Dolphins.
Or the Dolphins. So that's two teams
that
right
one,
away.
That one did not land.
Yeah, the Lions have the best player.
And the Colts had their worst rushing yards of the season when they played the
Steelers. All right, everybody, enough. Enough. Thank you, Chris.
See you, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, Chris.
I don't mind being refuted.
You weren't refuted. That was just flat wrong.
You just need to all gang up on me. I mean.
Is it possible that they're the best rushing offenses in football because they played the Pittsburgh Steelers? Check that. They didn't play the Pittsburgh Steelers yet.
I meant the other ones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.